popular hits, and then a Korean prog punk, proto-punk band from Korea. But first, let's hear, this is a cover of Bionic Boogie's Risky Changes, and then we'll hear the Star Wars theme. And you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Three records in a row from 1978 from various parts of the world. This one, a budget bootleg disco compilation called Disco Dancin'.
Thank you.
Okay, and yeah, so unknown studio artists doing some disco cover versions. Let's hear one more from that record. This one is Supernature from Disco Dance in
down below, and they grew up every way that we've never seen before. Supernature. There will be no happy day. Now the rest is up to you.
And that's that. The record is kind of mixed, songs mixed together in a nonstop dancing kind of way. But interesting stuff there from a studio record, a budget disco record from 1978. And thanks for listening. We're going to switch gears here after I play a couple PSAs and promos for you. Thanks for listening. This is If Music Could Talk.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Cause and Effect is a weekly musical deep dive where rotating hosts explore the influences of and those influenced by a particular artist, band, genre, or musical concept. Release your inner music nerd every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond.
My name is Meera Batra. I have been in this country 32 years, and this is how I live united. America has always been the land of promise, and in my community, many families have come for a better life. Coming from another culture myself, I know the desire to become part of a community, to feel at home, and to gain the tools for our children and families to succeed. So I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to look beyond their histories and to see what opportunities are available. We help them get involved with their kids' schools, network within the community, and when we do, we unite them. We make the community stronger. What I do is something I wish someone had done for me, and I am so grateful I am able to. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunities and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Yeah, that's right. Read books and tune in for Cause and Effect and help your neighbor, no matter where they're from. America's truly a melting pot and made up of immigrants, except for the Native Americans. So, so much wonderful history and so many contradictions too. But yeah, inspiring PSAs and inspiring shows here on WIR every day. I'm going to switch over to a record from 1979 now. We did three in a row from 78. This is a Korean experimental prog punk band called Sanurim. And this is from 1979. This is their fifth record. And I used Google Translate. Not sure if I can trust it, but the song translates to white porcelain. And Sanurim, very interesting group, worth exploring. Highly recommended. K-rock, psychedelic rock. Let's hear it. White porcelain. We'll be right back.
약한 웃음이 온 그 산에 어려있네. 무늬가 없어도 그대로 좋아라. 색채가 없어도 정겨운 얼굴. 가진 것 없어도 보기 좋은 너 백자여. 너 번호라면 나 생각해 하는 흰빛 백자여.
Sanurim, and I think that record, that's their fifth record. That one might have been the one that caused so much controversy, as I think they did a really naughty cover of the national anthem, South Korean national anthem. I think they were, you know, they were punk rockers. They were punk, and they were trying to probably voice some frustration with the current government, but that didn't go well, and that record was banned. One of their records. I think this is the one. I won't play the last track, which is the one that they got in so much trouble for, because that last song was pretty long. But maybe I'll play it another day. But Sanurim, S-A-N-U-L-L-I-M. You can look them up. Next, I've got a strange thrift store find. Maybe rare is a better word. Strange might have some negative connotations, but an unknown Korean record from the Korean Broadcasting System. And this is, we'll play track 3 and track 6 off of this one. It's all scratched up. It's on KBS Records. Can't even find it on Discogs, but let's play it. It's like rock and roll, old school, 50s maybe, Korean pop music.
사랑이랑 타령이 흘러가네.
Yeah, we heard two in a row from an unknown Korean record, and looks like the really trying hard to. The label is so scratched up, and the old person eyes. Gern Hai Lee was the name of the singer for that. Kwang Soo Kim and his Light Music Band is the accompanying band, and that was a song called Spring Has Come. And before that we heard Jae Ran Park with Maenggonggi Taryong, and those are both from Korean Broadcasting System record number 5004, found in a thrift store in Richmond. Thanks for tuning in. Always love exploring music with you, and I think we're going to switch it over to CDs now. Maybe a couple MP3s. I brought, again, way too much music tonight, but always good to have extra for the next week. So we won't be able to play all 85 records that I brought. But good to have options also for you, because I heard, you know, it's kind of like sometimes the... Janelle of Deutsche Jam was saying last night, I think two nights ago, DJs sometimes are very intentional about the mood they're bringing, but sometimes the mood moves you. I thought that was very eloquent. So shout out to Janelle of Deutsche Jam, taking us on a journey through her show, Deutsche Jam, every other week. And you can check the schedule, WIR.org. I've also got the playlist going. We're going to switch over to a Vietnamese artist, Cam Ly, and... I'm not going to attempt to butcher the name of the song because I don't pronounce Vietnamese very well. As I was reminded at Mekong the other night, I was, it's the lemongrass dish. Don't try. Don't even try. But boy, what a beautiful language. Let's hear Cam Ly with track number 10 from her Volume 73 album. going to start that track over on another CD player because CD player one doesn't like it. And I do want to play this for you. It's Cam Lee. Here we go, DJing with CDs, whoopee.
Thank you.
Vietnamese new wave there, and there's an amazing documentary that I haven't seen yet, but there's an accompanying book also, directed by Elizabeth Ai, a filmmaker on a mission to excavate an untold story of rebellious teens in the electrifying world of 80s Viet new wave in Orange County, California, unexpectedly confronts buried traumas that lead to forgiveness and a new beginning. Sounds powerful, and powerful sounds, amazing, inspired by various genres of European disco and new wave, but a thing all of its own. Many of those cassettes coming out of different parts of California back in the '80s, and let's play one more from this new wave cassette, Antai, number 4, new wave, Nhạc Đôi Tran.
Thank you.
Switch into something completely different. Tin Machine, their second album. It's a great album. Stay tuned for Club Unity coming up at 9. Tin Machine.
Shining jewel, I
finish off with a Radio 1 mix by DJ Shadow here. Stay tuned for Club Unity.
Your seatbelts. Let's rock and roll.